It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, as college students head back to campus, we'll find out about new cultural immersion day trips being offered at UW-Green Bay. First, the state legislature's budget committee met yesterday to talk about education funding in Wisconsin. Laurel White is WPR's Capitol reporter, and she joins us from the state capitol to share the details of yesterday's meeting. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Governor Walker called for a $684 million spending increase for schools in the state budget. What did lawmakers decide on that number yesterday?
So the governor had proposed the $648 million increase. I think he did the little number flip there.
Yes, thank you.
That has happened to me many a time. So yeah, he proposed $648 million, and lawmakers came in about $10 million less than that. The budget committee approved $639 million yesterday.
And what do you think what did they say about the difference? Not a huge difference, but a difference nonetheless.
Yeah, so about the $10 million difference there can be pinned to a lot of small changes, but the two biggest ones were reducing funding for sparsity aid, and that's aid that goes to rural school districts in Wisconsin, districts that have fewer than 10 students per square mile, for example. So the governor had proposed more funding for those districts in Wisconsin. The budget committee didn't approve as much as he had called for. And the budget committee also reduced the governor's proposal for some performance funding for schools in Milwaukee. Schools that were rated significantly exceeds expectations or exceeds expectations were supposed to get some money in this budget, but lawmakers zeroed that out and are just sending money to schools that fail to meet expectations. So just kind of a little rearranging there.
And in terms of how much school districts can spend per student, what do we know about that?
So they approved what the governor had proposed in that instance. So the governor had called for a $200 per pupil spending increase each year over the next 2 years. And lawmakers went along with that proposal to increase student spending each year in the budget.
And what did the budget committee decide when it comes to the amount schools can tax local residents for education funding?
So this part is kind of wonky for individuals who aren't familiar with how schools are funded in Wisconsin and things called levy limits or revenue limits. So basically, in as simple of terms as I can try to explain it, there are caps that the state puts on local governments for the amount of property tax increases they can do to pay for schools. And right now, that state revenue limit is $9,100 a year for low-spending districts. So what this new budget would do would lift that kind of cap, it is a cap, from $9,100 to $9,300 in 2017 and $9,400 in 2018, and actually put stair steps in beyond this next biennial budget all the way to the year 2022, when that levy limit would be $9,800.
And we have a little bit of audio from yesterday. Here's a clip of Republican Representative John Nygren from Marinette, who's co-chair of the Budget Committee. And here he is talking about increasing the so-called levy limit.
We need to be able to give our schools the same opportunity and our kids the same opportunity, regardless of their zip codes.
Laurel, can you tell us a little bit about the context of that quote?
Yeah, so he was just talking about how some, you know, those lower spending districts, those districts that are, you know, being held down by that $9,100 cap, would be able to spend more money, would be able to infuse more money into the classroom if that state imposed limit was lifted. So he says, you know, higher spending districts are able to get around that, but the lower spending districts that have to obey this cap don't have the same opportunity as some of the wealthier parts of the state. So essentially what Representative Nygren is saying there is that lifting these levy limits creates more parity between school districts in Wisconsin, regardless of where you're located in the state and maybe the economic circumstances of the community.
We're talking to Laurel White right now, WPR State Capitol reporter, and she's catching us up on the legislature's budget committee meeting on education that took place yesterday. And Laurel, the budget committee also talked about changes to the eligibility for Wisconsin's statewide private school voucher program. What did they decide there?
So what they did there was they increased the number of people who are eligible to get vouchers to attend private schools in Wisconsin. So right now, the eligibility requirement for a family income to get a voucher is 185% of the federal poverty level. And that's about $45,000 a year for a family of four. And what the State Budget Committee approved yesterday is increasing that cap from 185% of the federal poverty level to 220% of the federal poverty level. So that would be about $54,000 a year for a family of four.
And what do we know about how many students would be included given that change?
So according to the state's nonpartisan budget office, which releases estimates and evaluates the lawmakers' various budget proposals, they say that that increased cap will accommodate about 550 additional students across the state that could participate in that voucher program.
And the shift for voucher schools was not something that was without controversy. Here's a little bit from Democratic Representative Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point, and she's arguing here against the eligibility increase.
You keep on expanding vouchers, you're taking money directly out of our public school children's opportunities. And that's a big deal. That's something that I don't support, and that's why I think this motion is far out of line with Wisconsin values.
So some strong words there from Representative Shanklin. Who else had things to say about that topic?
So on the other side of the argument, there were several Republican lawmakers arguing that increasing the voucher program in Wisconsin just provides more opportunities for parents to choose a different school for their child, to send them where they want them to go to school. And an interesting argument came from Representative Dale Coinga, who is a Republican from Brookfield. And he talked about how he has a friend who works in an Orthodox Jewish school in Milwaukee, and how he has heard from some parents who want to send their child to this Orthodox Jewish school, but don't have the finances to do so.
And here's Representative Coinga.
And they can't send their kids to a culture and a tradition and a religion that they hold value to their background if we don't have this program. And so, in summary, I think that having diversity in our schools, also by expanding the school choice to a higher dollar amount, is important to our kids' interaction of the social fabric of our community.
And anything else from that discussion, Laurel, that stuck out to you yesterday?
Well, it really was one of the more, I don't want to say dramatic, but there was definitely conflict over the voucher expansion during yesterday's committee hearing. I mean, there was some discussion about raising that income cap from all the way, you know, from 185% where it is now to 300%. So some, particularly Republicans on the budget committee, said that eligibility hasn't been widened enough for vouchers. And then we had the Democrats, including Representative Shanklin, who we heard from just a minute ago, saying that any more money that goes to the voucher program is essentially being taken from public schools in Wisconsin, and they're not comfortable with that.
So they talked about K through 12 education in Wisconsin yesterday, and the budget committee also talked about the UW system and some building projects there. What's the latest?
So there were a number of different building projects that were funded during the budget committee meeting yesterday. They took up the building projects before they moved on to K-12 spending. So we found out that the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, Madison, Parkside, Platteville, and River Falls all got new projects. Eau Claire got $19 million for an addition and a renovation at Governor's Hall on campus. UW-Madison got $23 million for utility repairs at Bascom Hill, and then some other projects kind of here and there scattered around the state. But the big kind of marquee building project that was approved yesterday was $55 million for a new engineering building at the UW-Platteville that's going to be called Sesquicentennial Hall.
And the UW-Platteville, at least according to what I'm hearing from the meeting yesterday, has a big engineering program, and it sounds as though some legislators feel that it needs more attention.
Yeah, that's right. So before the committee meeting yesterday, reporters were talking to one of the co-chairs of the budget committee, Senator Alberta Darling, who's from River Hills, and she was pointing out how UW-Platteville is the flagship engineering program in the state of Wisconsin, and she really thinks that it deserves some more attention. And she says that this new building will help the campus produce about 800 more engineers per year, and that'll help address a shortage of engineers in Wisconsin.
And so finally, Laurel, some other really big Wisconsin news today. Department of Natural Resources Secretary Kathy Stepp announced that she's leaving her post at the DNR and she's taking a job with the EPA under the Trump administration. What do we know about that developing story?
So we just found this out this morning that Secretary Kathy Stepp is leaving Wisconsin. She has been the DNR secretary since 2011. So this is a big change for the department. She's been around for quite a while, moving on to the EPA. What we know right now is that her deputy secretary, Kurt Thiede, is going to step in and serve as an interim secretary effective on August 31st.
And what did Stepp have to say about why she decided to make that move?
Well, folks are kind of framing this as just a new opportunity for her, obviously a different agency, to move on to a national level working for the EPA and having an impact and different responsibilities and a regional impact there where she's working, of course, outside in the region more than just the state of Wisconsin.
Laurel, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, and she was with us there to catch us up on the legislature's Budget Committee meeting on education. Coming up, we'll learn about new cultural immersion day trips for students at UW Green Bay. Stay with us here on Central Time.